two Irish authors are on the shortlist for one of the world's most prestigious literary prizes. Paul Lynch's book, Prophet's Song, joins Paul Murray's The Bee Sting and four other novels on the shortlist for this year's Booker Prize. The announcement was made last night in London and both Pauls are on the line. Good morning and congratulations to you both. Let's start with you, Paul Murray. What does this mean to you?
Well, like you said, it's just a really prestigious prize. I mean, so many great writers from Ireland have been like shortlisted and have gone on to win it. Then, so it's really like an amazing honor to be part of that. Tradition.
I'm reading The Bee Sting at the moment, or I should say I'm listening to it, and I've got to the part where poor PJ is about to run away from home, and I have to say I'm a bit worried for him. Tell us about the book. It's the story of a Midlands family.
Yeah, so it's like the family's called the Barnes family, and they've gone, it's set in 2014, so it's the tail end of the crash, and the family has a car business in the town. And they've gone from being sort of very big wheels to, over the course of the financial crisis, to almost losing the business. It looks like things are just about to go under, and the financial pressure has spread inside the family, and all of these issues that they've kind of successfully buried until now are coming to the surface, and each of them is reacting in their own equally sort of disastrous way.
Paul Lynch, let's bring you in again. Congratulations. Talk to us about Prophet's Song. I suppose the one thing you could say that the two of you have in common, apart from the name and on all of that, is you both write from the perspective of characters who are very different from yourselves. This isn't a case of putting a fictionalized version of yourself on the page.
Write about myself at all. It's just not possible for me. You know, when I'm always looking to find characters who are going to take me to somewhere where I've never been, and that's what I'm trying to do in this book for sure.
So talk to us then about this book. How would you describe it?
Well, I mean, the world we enter in Prophet's Song is a world that seems like the Ireland that we know, but at the same time, you know, something is slightly off. We're in a time where democratic rights are disappearing. The media is controlled. Multinationals are pulling out of Ireland. And the center of the book is a woman called Eilish Stack. And she's a scientist and mother of four. And she's married to Larry, who works for the TUI. And there's a knock on the door. And it's from the Garda National Services Bureau, who are Ireland's newly formed secret police. And they just want to interview Larry. And this is the world we're in, where suddenly everybody's just growing afraid and nobody will speak up. And there's a kind of a refrain running throughout the book: it cannot be allowed to happen, but it does. And so there is a sense of the unraveling that perhaps we have sensed from other places around the world right now. You know, that sense of just sort of the sliding politics. And I'm just trying to see into the modern chaos and to tell a story that sort of captures that.
Mm-hmm. I was saying to other Paul that there are a lot of literary awards, and you've both won awards before, but why is the Booker special?
It's quite simply the biggest literary book prize in the world for English writers. And they changed the rules in 2014, I think, where they opened it out beyond the Commonwealth to make it a worldwide prize. So you're now up against the Americans, you're up against everybody, and that changes the nature of it. And so, I mean, it does feel very wondrous to be here. You know, for myself, I thought of Seamus Heaney's line in North, you know, where he says, expect Borealis in the long foray. And I've been writing for 15 years, and last night I looked up and there was light in the sky, and it just felt like a blessed moment.
Mm-hmm. Going back to yourself, Paul Murray, I mean, I'm always wary of too much flag waving when it comes to literary prizes, because we aren't talking about a football match or the Eurovision Song Contest, but there are a lot of Irish authors at the moment whose work appeals to both readers and critics. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, I think we've talked before about like all the, there's a certain amount of support in Ireland for writers that you don't sort of necessarily get elsewhere. In terms of like the appeal abroad, I think like Ireland, it's such a small country, and yet it has a lot of things come together in Ireland. Like, so there's a lot of like major players in Ireland, sort of, there's a lot of historical forces converge here, you know, from the British Empire and Roman Empire, and now sort of the forces of, like, you know, tech and big pharma are also, like, this is sort of the center point for them here. So like a lot of sort of major first world issues play out in Ireland. So, like, that's certainly why I like writing about, you know, the present moment in the place where I live, because it seems like I can get from, you know, my own street to these kind of issues that are kind of bedeviling the entire planet.
Mm-hmm. I remember going back to yourself, Paul Lynch, Anne Enright, saying something along the lines of that Irish writers are very fortunate because the country has given them a lot of material. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're steeped in history. We're steeped in the language. We drink Joyce in the water. You know, it's you don't even have to read the great Irish writers. And it's literally comes out of the drinking. It's in the water. And I think that we also have it in the language. I think there's a sense of freedom in the way that we use the English language that's inherited from the Irish tradition, you know, and it separates us from, say, British writers. I think Irish writers just have this innate sense of freedom that we can push the language into new corners, new places. And that's very liberating. And there's a degree of energy that comes out of Irish writing because of that, and international readers appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I know that you're friendly, and I was going to say that both of you can't win, but I suppose the Booker has been shared before, and I think last year's Pulitzer Prize for fiction was given to two authors as well, so it is possible. Will you be cheering for each other?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were sitting in a restaurant in Soho yesterday having a late lunch, and we were kind of looking at each other, just thinking, "Is this really real? Has this actually happened to both of us?" Because we met, you know, 2 months ago in the Phoenix Park on a Sunday with our families. Just have Paul was that his family were on their bikes, and we were out having a walk, and we met, and we were having a chat, and, you know, and next thing, a week or two later, we found ourselves longlisted together. But to find ourselves shortlisted together it doesn't seem real.
Mm-hmm. What's the experience been like for you, Paul Lynch? Because I know people may have read about you being unwell. How are you at the moment?
I'm fine. I had cancer last year. I don't have it now, and that's for me is also wondrous. So I've had quite a year. I mean, literally this morning. A year ago, I was actually on the table. This day last year. This has been quite a year for me.
Well, listen, let's hope that the good fortune continues. And thank you both very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning, Paul Lynch and Paul Murray, who were shortlisted for this year's Booker Prize. The time is 7 minutes to 9.